Exhibition of the voters register started today on a low key but smooth in the Accra metropolis. A number of polling centers our team of correspondents visited show that only a few electorates turned out to cross check the information on the voters register. While some of the centers recorded zero turnout, others recorded an average of 8%. Age differentials were, however, the only challenges that some polling stations encountered. Ages on their voter ID cards did not correspond with what is in the register.
Polling stations visited included Kojo Sardin Police Barracks, Wireless Primary School, Sowas Gifts School, all in Lada Dekotopon, and the Roman Catholic School, Muzamandisco Christo Church, both at Nima, as well as the Accra Technical Training Center. At the Accra Technical Training Center, only 9 people turned out to cross-check their particulars as at the time we arrived at the place at 10 o'clock in the morning. The supervisor for the Ayawaso District of the EC, Charles Ose Kwame, said at all the centers he had visited in the constituency, the Kojo Sardin Police Barracks at Linde Dadekotopon constituency also encountered age differentials.
Being the first day of the exercise, the centers are so far visited. They are all at post and everything is moving smoothly. We haven't encountered any problem. Well, the people are now trooping in, but as you know, it's the first day. The number is not all that, but we hope that by the end of the exercise, we can get all those who are expected to check their names attend to the centers.
Yeah. So you say you have visited a number of centers. What is the total number of centers you visited so far?
So far, I've visited almost about 20 centers since 7 o'clock up to this time. And all of them, they are at post. Officers are at post and people are coming in to cross-check their names.
So all the materials and whatever you need from the EC to carry out this exercise successfully hasn't been provided?
We did that yesterday. And we see to it that there are some people who we recruited who didn't turn up, but we were able to replace them, and all the registered and all the materials gone to the various centers where they are supposed to be. So for the materials and this and that, we have all sent everything out, and they are all working out. So far, we haven't got any complaint from someone. They have been calling me to tell me, ask me, those who were not able to trace, but they have all got their area, and they are all working.
So in total, how many polling stations do you have under this district?
This constituency. So we are now operating 130 centers now.
At the Muzamandisco Christo Church polling station at Ayawaso Central, 11 people had turned out as at the time we visited. The exhibition officer said the challenge he faced was the age difference on the voter's ID card and what was on the voter's register, which he rectified. At the Roman Catholic School polling station at Nima in the Ayawaso East constituency, nobody turned up as at about 10 a.m.
And we've got about 8 people come to check, and number in ages, it's about 2 years difference, yeah, in the number of ages. I think that's what
it's only the age that you experience some changes,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Has that been corrected?
Yes, in the register. Yeah, gradually as people come,
yeah. If you talk of ages, are they minors or adults? Like minors, is it the age?
They are adults, yeah.
Low education seems to be one of the key factors that had accounted for the low turnout. This was echoed by the exhibition officer, Ishmael Ni Ejei Mensah.
People are not aware, I don't know. Because one teacher just passed by, she asks what is going on, whether it is she can come back and do registration and get a voter's ID card. And I said, no, just checking up. So I think people are not much aware.
The voters' register is expected to be displayed for 1 week across the country for the electorate to cross-check their particulars.
That report was filed by Yahya Kwamwan, Priscilla Anumnoi.